Well, once again, welcome back to Rifle High School, Jack Smith Gymnasium, home of the Rifle Bears. So we get ready for the boys' contest. Yeah, it's a late night. Lady Bears got a late start after the JV game went overtime and didn't seem to bother the Rifle Lady Bears as they cruised to a 42-28 victory over the Summit Tigers. Sage Allen with 10 points, 13 from Jamie Karen to lead all scorers. 4 points apiece for Kimber Lang, Jasmine Quinones, 9 points for Mackenzie Elizardo, and 2 points scored by Caitlin Mentink off the bench. Rifle forced a number of turnovers. I know Summit was close to 20 turnovers for the game as they get the win 42-28 and go to 2-0 in league play, 2-1 overall. Summit falls to 1-3 and 0-2. And now for the boys' contest. Saw these Summit Tigers on Tuesday night on their home floor as they defeated Glenwood 59-44. And Naz Poliuk was put on a clinic for the Tigers. Hit 6 3-pointers and led all scorers with 22 points. He was phenomenal. Scored in every quarter except the third. Hit 3 threes in the fourth as Glenwood got close, but Poliuk's 9 points in that fourth quarter put the game on ice. Glenwood led by Reed Swanson and Aiden Islanic with 13 apiece. We'll see Glenwood here against Rifle on Saturday afternoon at 1 and 3 o'clock. Girls and boys here on KMTS. Number 10, Ian Connors. Jordan Buller's the head coach for the Summit Tigers. Number 24, Andrew Dutchberg. Tigers are 1 and 3. Number 42, Max. Excuse me. 1-0 in league play, 1-1 overall. Rifle 0-1 and 1-1 overall. Kyle Daniel, the head coach for the Rifle Bears. They defeated Grand Valley in Parachute back on the 28th of January, 32-23. Lost a tough one to a very good Steamboat team, 39-25 here on their home floor. Last year, the Rifle Boys finished fourth in the Western Slope. 3-9 in league play. 10-14 overall. They split with Summit. 2019, fourth place again for Rifle. 5-7 league, 14-10 overall. Swept Summit. Last time Summit beat Rifle was in 2018, where they split the season series. Rifle was had a rough season, seventh place in the West Slope, 1-11 in the league, 2-21 overall.
Number 20, Cameron Gila.
Our starters.
And number 30, Nazari Poliuk.
For tonight, for the Summit Tigers.
And number there, starting five, starting with number two.
Nine seniors on this club, very experienced. They're tall, they're strong, they're athletic. And Coach Jordan Buller has a deep bench. Tyler Nakos, 6'3", senior. Hector Diaz is the point guard, 5'11", senior. Kobe Cartwright, a 6'3", senior. He's very talented. Plays a strong post. 6'2", senior Cameron Califf. Califf and Cartwright were quite the hookup on the Summit Tigers football team. If I recall, Califf was the quarterback, and Cartwright was the his favorite target. And Daz Poliuk, as we mentioned, 22 points. He is a three-point machine. Starters for Rifle, Diego Fernandez, Alonzo Ruiz, Cade Bishop, Tyler Pierce, and Josh Avila. Cade Bishop with the opening tip. He wins the tip, but it goes to the backcourt taken by Summit. Diaz to Nakos. Left wing to Poliuk. Nakos at the circle. Califf to Diaz. Nakos top of the key. Three-pointer. Top of the key. Put it by Diaz. Doesn't go. Rebound controlled by Summit. Diaz again has the ball near the free throw line. Goes to Nakos. Down to Califf. Posting up. Gets double teamed. And a jump ball call. Good job by Cade Bishop to tie him up and force the jump ball. Possession goes the Rifle. Tyler Pierce has it. High post, left side. There's their gold uniforms, the blue and white trim. Pierce, one-on-one with Poliuk. Tito, or Diego Fernandez, hands it out to Cade Bishop. Bishop finds a lane, pull-up jumper from the free throw line. Good. Cade Bishop with a smooth move. And Rifle scores first, 2-0 Bears. Poliuk kicks it over far side to Diaz, to Nakos near the circle. Diaz right wing. Guarded closely there by Tito Ruiz. Tito staying with him. Three-pointer from the far corner. Off the rim, no good. That shot attempted by Califf. 2-0 Bears. Ruiz. Avila. Avila has it posting up. Baseline drive. Double team. Kicks it to Cade Bishop. Turnaround fadeaway off the rim. Won't go. 2-0 Bears. Rebound taken by Summit. As Cobry Cartwright came down with the board. Diaz has it right wing. Smothered there by Ruiz. And we got turnover by Summit. Pierce to Tito. Tito's got a, not a brace, but a kind of a neoprene sleeve on that left knee with a pad on it. Ruiz has it. One-on-one with Diaz. Protecting the ball with his back to the defender. Drive by Ruiz. Lost his footing, lost control, lost the ball out of bounds. Found a lane. Just kind of got tripped up. Bears up 2-0. Diaz calls out a play for the Tigers, wearing their forest green and black uniforms. Poliuk trying to get open. Runs through the key. Here's a pass and a shot put up by Kobe Cartwright. His shot is blocked, but he's fouled. Two shots for Cartwright. Fouls against Cade Bishop. His first team foul. All these teams have been practicing hard in the offseason. First free throw is off the back of the rim for Cartwright. Practicing with masks, being socially distant. Second free throw is good. 2-1 Rifle. Tito Ruiz brings it up uncontested. Ruiz one-on-one with Diaz. Goes to Avila. Tyler Pierce one-on-one with Poliuk. Shakes him, takes it, shoots it, misses, but he's fouled. And the foul will be called against Cameron Califf, his first. .507 left in the first. 2-1 Rifle. Tyler Pierce at the line. First free throw for number 23. Spins off the rim and out.
I got shooter, yeah.
Pierce dribbles a couple times. Second free throw is good. 3-1 Rifle. Pierce comes out and replaced by number 14, Brock Caldwell for the Bears. Pass down to Kobe Cartwright. Lays it up. Missed the shot. Rebound taken by Cade Bishop. Ball stripped away and ends up in the hands of Tito Ruiz. Bishop doing a good job guarding Cartwright. Ruiz finds a lane, now kicks it out in the near corner. Three-pointer by Pierce. That's off the rim, no good. Rebound caromed away, taken by Summit. Up the floor comes Cameron Califf, lays it up and in. First field goal for Summit at the 4:38 mark. 3-3 score. Ruiz has it, right side. Smothered there by Hector Diaz. in the backcourt after ball knocked away. Diaz, or Tito Ruiz has it. One-on-one with Diaz. Now kicks it out left wing. Three-pointer by Caldwell. Off the rim, no good. It'll go out of bounds and near the exit. Tied at three. Summit coach Jordan Buller having a spirited discussion with one of the officials. Hector Diaz to Pantas Silla in the game. Silla, talented player. Here's Diaz in the near corner. Silla has it top of the key. Silla with a drive, fakes. Now kicks it to Califf at the baseline. Here's a steal by Cade Bishop. Saves it, taking it to the hoop. Against Silla, lays it up, missed the jump shot, overshot it, and a foul's going to be called against Cade. That'll be his second. He's going to have a seat. Bishop will come out. He's replaced by Diego Fernandez. 3-3 score. Got a timeout. It's a 30-second timeout. 3:48 to go, first quarter. We're tied at three. Again, the Rifle Lady Bears defeated Summit 42-28 to get you caught up. Jamie Caron led all scorers with 13 points, 10 scored by Sage Allen, including the only three-pointer of the night for Rifle. As they forced Summit into at least 20 turnovers. Andrew Dexbury checking in for Summit. He is a strong rebounder. Dexbury, 6'2 senior. Diaz with the ball for Summit. Hands it off to Tyler Nakos. To Diaz, left wing. Pass down to Dexbury. Double team. Nowhere to go. Ball stripped. Gets it back. Kicks it out to Califf. Count to Diaz, top of the key, finds a lane. Oh, he took a couple extra steps and had the ball stripped by Pierce. Pierce to Tito Ruiz. Back to Pierce, uncontested, gets it across the line. Left wing, top of the key to Diaz. 3-3 score. Brock Caldwell, this pass knocked out of bounds off the hands of Cameron Califf. Ruiz at the baseline, slaps the ball, goes in to Diego Fernandez, puts up a shot, won't get the bounce, rebound bobbled, but taken by Diaz. Tito Ruiz, gets the steal from the rebound and banks it in. Tito with some quick hands there, being very pesky. His first basket, it's 5-3 Rifle. 3 minutes to go in the first. Diaz to Bantasilla. Still on top of the key, left wing to Nakos. Nakos with the drive, gets cut off there by Pierce, or rather Josh Avila. Avila called for the foul, and his palms went up, saying, who, me? That's Avila's first third team foul. Naspoliuk back in the game. Nakos out. Ian Connors also checks in for Summit. He'll inbound the ball. Lobs it into Silla, top of the key. Hands it back to Connors. Right wing to Poliuk for three. Here we go. Off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Brock Caldwell for a Rifle. Hand it off to Tito Ruiz. 2:38 to go in the first. 5-3 Rifle. Avila. Left wing. Little jab step going against. Here's a Ruiz for three. Right wing, that's too much. Off the rim, no good. Rebound chased down by Bantasilla for Summit. Summit. Silla with a drive, lays it up. Missed the shot. Off the rim, no good. Dexbury with a rebound, lost it as he fell to the floor, and the loose ball picked up by Tito Ruiz. Ruiz calls out a play, right wing to Diego Fernandez. Three-pointer off the rim, no good. Rebound collected by Summit as it went off the hands of Avila. Connors has it. Drive by Califf. Califf to Silla, backs up, drives, goes left wing to Connors for three, no good. Rebound controlled by Josh Avila, strong rebound for Avila, who's given up a couple of inches in height. Good position. Avila's got the ball. Hands it off to Tyler Pierce. Minute 40 to go in the first. 5-3 Rifle. Low scoring first quarter. Pierce one-on-one with Holyoke. Shakes him. Now stops at the baseline. Kicks it to Avila left wing. Josh one-on-one with Duxbury. Drive. No look pass to Tito Ruiz. Shoots and scores. Good looking pass from Avila to Tito Ruiz. And it makes it 7-3 Rifle. Connors to Califf. Back to Connors for three. Good. No, that's Poliuk. Sorry. Naz Poliuk. Who else?
Opposite.
3-point sharpshooter. 7-6 Rifle. 55 seconds. His numbers are kind of hard to pick up. Black jerseys. Dark numbers for Summit. Ruiz drives. Two defenders on him. Lays it up. Missed the shot. Draws the foul. Two shots for Tito. 7-6 Bears. 43 seconds left in the first. Glad you could join us here on KMTS for this late night basketball game. Can we get that late start? Girls JV game went overtime. Girls game didn't start until well after 7 o'clock if they sanitized the gym. Tito at the line for two shots. First free throw gets the friendly bounce. Tito with 5 points. The foul was called against Bantasilla, his first. Second team foul for Summit. Connors and Califf out for Summit. Tito Ruiz.
Don't lose 30.
With the second free throw. Rolls off the rim, no good. Rebound controlled by Summit. Pulled down by Duxbury. Nakos to Diaz. Nakos. Poliuk, top of the key. Diaz fakes the three, backs up in the corner. Almost lost control of the ball. Picks it up, goes, feeds it in to Overstreet. They go down to Duxbury. Ball stripped away. Good hands by Brock Caldwell to strip it. Loose ball ends up with Tito Ruiz with 18 seconds. Avila, top of the key, right wing to Caldwell. 8-6 Rifle. 7 seconds. Hear the countdown. Caldwell, top of the key. Hands it out to Avila. And a strip steal by Diaz, who just launches one from 60 feet. He has no chance. That's the buzzer ending the first quarter. It's Rifle 8 and Summit 7. This is KMTS. We go to the second quarter. The Rifle Bears leading the Summit Tigers 8-6. Poliuk with the ball for the Tigers near the circle. High post right side to Nakos. To Diaz, top of the key. Hands it out to Poliuk. Long three-pointer way downtown off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound controlled by Rifle. Pulled down by Trey Caldwell. Cade Bishop back at the game. Drives. Little hook pass out in the far corner. Three-pointer off the back of the rim. No good. That shot attempted by Brock Caldwell. Rebound in the hands of Tyler Pierce for Rifle. Picks it up. Bounce pass to Avila near the free throw line. Avila out of control here. Now goes right side to Brock Caldwell. Baseline jumper for Trey Caldwell. No good. Rebound Hector Diaz for Summit. 8-6 Rifle. Hector Diaz trying to drive. They cut him off. Bears in a 3-2 zone. A pass to Cartwright. Now Poliuk, top of the key. Nakos to Cartwright. Poliuk, left wing. Nakos for three in the near corner. Off the rim, no good. Rebound. Cade Bishop, and a foul is going to be called against Overstreet over the top. And from Overstreet, one of those talented bench players, he's 6'6", just a junior. Cade Bishop inbounding, goes into Tyler Pierce to bring it up. 8-6 Bears. Brock Caldwell left wing. Top of the key to Avila, now near the circle. Right wing to Cade Bishop. Down low to Brock Caldwell. Backing up on the baseline. Hands it off to Avila, or rather to a Pierce. Pierce on the right wing, dribbling with the left hand. Finds a lane. Now kicks it out in the corner. Bobbled by Trey Caldwell. Goes to Avila. Avila with a drive. No look pass. Baseline jumper. Air ball by Trey Caldwell. Had an open look. And too much on it. Drive by Diaz. Takes it all the way. Ball stripped. Knocked out of bounds. No, he just lost it out of bounds. Thought maybe Caldwell got a hand on it. Fernandez and Ruiz back in for Rifle. Trey and Brock Caldwell out. Bears lead 8-6. Tito has it for the Bears. 1-on-1 with Diaz. Picks it up, hands it off to Avila. Avila to Tyler Pierce. Pierce to Hernandez. Pass down to Tito, trying to post up. Ball knocked out of bounds by Hector Diaz. 5 points for Ruiz to lead the Bears in that first quarter.
Okay, get towed up. Switch him. Right again.
And bounce pass to Pierce. Pierce with a drive. Bounce pass underneath on the weak side to Diego Fernandez. Lost the ball, had it stripped. And taken by Kobe Cartwright with a steal. Hector Diaz has it. Nakos left wing. Moves to Overstreet. Kicks over to Polioke. To Diaz, top of the key. 8-6 Bears. Diaz 1-on-1 with Fernandez. Pass to Overstreet, the near corner. Here's a little give and go to Tyler Nakos. And Nakos with a nice finish. His first basket. It ties the game at 8. Nice assist from Kobe Cartwright. And then we got a foul. Cartwright picks up his first, fourth team foul. He reached in there, got the wrist of Cade Bishop. Cartwright's coming out. Replaced by Duxbury. Fernandez inbounding, goes into Pierce, the rifle. Pierce pass down to Tito. Tito double team, kicks back out to Pierce, right wing. Pierce finds a lane, lays it up, got it, the foul! Count the basket and one. Good move by Tyler Pierce. Able to shake the defender. Reaching in there, getting the foul as Polyuk is first. Pierce's first basket breaks the tie, 10-8. Rifle, Cade Bishop out for a breather. Pierce's free throw is no good, in and out. 10-8 Bears, under 5 minutes to go in the first half. Oh, that was a travel. Drive by Califf, lays it up, got it in the foul. Cameron Califf with a strong move to the basket, but took an extra step to get there. That's the third team foul for Rifle, or fourth team foul. They call it against Fernandez, his first. Dante Silla back in the game, replacing Polyuk. Califf's free throw is good, makes it a three-point play, and it's an 11-10 lead for the Summit Tigers, their first lead of the night. Tito Ruiz, 1-on-1 Diaz. The pass to Avila, to Pierce on the high post, left side. Brock Caldwell near the circle. Goes to Ruiz, left wing. 1-on-1 with Diaz again. Waving the ball around, jab step, dribbles a couple times, spin move. Now kicks it out to Pierce. Pierce drives, shoots. Nice move by Tyler Pierce. Another great move to the basket to shake Cameron Califf. Rifle reclaims the lead, 12-11, 4-10 to go in the half. About to Silla. Met there by Ruiz. Silla with the drive. Kicks it out to Diaz. Fakes the three. Drives. Floater with the right hand. No good. Rebound Brock Caldwell. Hands it off to Tito Ruiz. This is a very talented Summit team. Rifle's hanging in there. Going toe-to-toe. Little hook pass right wing to Pierce. Jab step. Pierce backs it up. Needs some help and Coach Kyle Daniel calls a timeout. He wants a full timeout. We'll take a break as well. 12-11 Bears, 3:42 to go in the half. This is KMTS. Back to Jack Smith Gymnasium, Rifle High School. 3:42 remaining in the first half. The Rifle Bears leading the Summit Tigers 12-11. Bears looking to go 1-1 in league play. Lady Bears 2-0 in league. After they beat the Tigers tonight 42-28, forcing a lot of turnovers and Good big rebounds, a couple block shots for Kimber Lang. She was big at the post. She had 4 points, but played a great game defensively. Jamie Caron led all scorers with 13 points. Yeah, let's see what Coach Kyle Daniel did with that full timeout. Brock Caldwell will inbound where the fans are. There's probably 25 fans or so on the far end of the gym. Tito Ruiz has it, brings it across the timeline. Crossover dribble, one-on-one with Akos. Goes left wing, three-pointer from the wing. Off the back of the rim, no good. That one attempted by Diego Fernandez. Rebound controlled by Summit, pulled down by Duxbury. Diaz has it. Right side of the wing to Akos, to Duxbury. Fakes the pass, shoots a little scoop shot, hit the underside of the rim. Good defense by Avila to force that bad shot. 12-11 Bears. Brock Caldwell, right wing to Tito Ruiz. Ruiz backs up on the bear claw there. Thought about a three, changed his mind, goes to Avila, gets bumped there from behind. Avila with a move to the basket, puts up a shot, won't go. He's knocked to the floor, he'll shoot two. He got belted there, driving to the basket. Foul called against Tyler Nakos, his first. That's six team fouls for Summit. Understand there might be some folks in Summit County tuning in. Welcome aboard. Glad to have you along. Appreciate the hospitality shown by Summit. I was there Tuesday night. First free throw is off the mark for Josh Avila. Just I don't know if a lot of Summit fans know this, but I helped start the football program at Summit back in 1988. Myself and Ron Klatt, who passed away about 3 years ago. Ron Klatt's nephew, Joel Klatt, very popular football announcer for Fox Sports. Second free throw from Avila is no good. A little bit short. 12-11 Bears, 2:50 to go here in the first half. Poliuk with just 1-3. He's 1-for-2 from beyond the arc. Batasilla, top of the key, hands it off to Diaz. Diaz between the leg dribble, guarded there by Ruiz. Here's Poliuk, the dangerous three-pointer. Has to kick it out to Batasilla. Gets bumped there. Califf, here's a three-pointer by Califf. Does it go off the feed from Kobe Cartwright. Rebound controlled by Rifle. Brock Caldwell to Ruiz. Cross-court to Pierce. Back to Caldwell, the circle. Right wing to Avila. Josh hands it off to Caldwell at the circle. Left wing to Avila, to Tyler Pierce. Pierce to Brock Caldwell. Met there by Batasilla. Aggressive bounce pass to Tito Ruiz. Under 2 minutes to go here in the half. Avila backing up. Ball's knocked away. Retrieved there by Diego Fernandez. Baseline drive for Diego. Puts up a shot. Missed it, but he's fouled. Nice aggressive move by Diego. Foul is called against Hector Diaz. His first 17 foul. Two shots for Diego Fernandez, a senior. One of three seniors on this club for Kyle Daniels. First free throw from Diego is good. 13-11 Bears. Second free throw, perfect. Barely moved the net. 14-11 Bears. Minute 48. Hector Diaz calls out a play. Backs up near the circle. Lost control of the ball, got it back. Now at the left wing. Double team there. Little hook pass to Batasilla. Silla, top of the key, hands it back to Hector Diaz. Ruiz poking at the ball, being a pest there. Diaz to Naz Poliuk. That was within his range, but he decided not to pull the trigger. Diaz has it. Diaz with a drive under the basket, reverse layup. Got it. Nice play by Hector Diaz. Just enough English on that ball for it to plop in. 14-13 Bears, a minute 9 to go in the half. Tito Ruiz, right side against Diaz. Stops, kicks it out to Avila. Fakes the three, drives, finds a lane, fakes, shoots, missed the shot, came up short. Putback attempt doesn't go. Silla gets the rebound. Silla brings it up by himself, now waits for his teammates. Hands it off to Hector Diaz. Diaz, a little hesitation move there. In a crowd there, backhand flip to Poliuk for three on the wing. That's off the rim, no good. Rebound, oh, that should be a foul against Cameron Califf. Came over the top of Diego Fernandez. Califf's second attempt at a shot didn't go, but he was fouled. Foul called against Josh Avila, his second. Fifth team foul. First free throw from Califf is good. Califf with 6 points to lead the Summit Tigers. Trey Caldwell in for Rifle. Second free throw, in and out, no good. Rebound off the hands of Kobe Cartwright. Saved it. They get the ball down to Bonticilla. Ball knocked away. Tito Ruiz battling for it on the floor. They're saying out of bounds. Last touch by Silla, who's helped up by Ruiz. A show of good sportsmanship there. 14-14 our score. 31 seconds left here in the first half. Low scoring game, but a very competitive game. Tyler Pierce with the ball. Diego Fernandez in the circle. Left wing. Now they feed it down low to Ruiz. Puts up a shot. They swat at it. Missed the shot. Got the loose ball. Put up another shot. Doesn't go. Hands it off to Pierce with 10 seconds. Three-pointer by Brock Caldwell. Off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound controlled by Kobe Cartwright. Taking it coast-to-coast and a reach-in foul called against Brock Caldwell. With 4 seconds left. Not a shooting foul. That's just the sixth team foul. Summit will inbound at the baseline. Ian Connors, 5'9", senior, will inbound it with 4 seconds left. They go into Bonticilla, who bobbles it. Backs up. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second. Three-pointer, top of the key. Good at the buzzer. Knocked down by Kobe Cartwright, who splashes down a three as the buzzer sounds to end the first half, and Summit has the lead as we go into the locker room. 17-14, Tigers over the Bears. This is KMTS. Halftime at Jack Smith Gymnasium at Rifle High School. The boys' game, Rifle Bears trailing the Summit Tigers 17-14. Just to recap the scoring, Rifle at the edge in the first quarter, 8-6. Summit outscored Rifle in the second quarter, 11-6. For that 17-14 lead, thanks to a three-pointer at the buzzer to end the first half by Kobe Cartwright. With 4 seconds left, they got the ball into Cartwright. Went to Silla to Cartwright, and he knocked one down from the top of the key. The second three of the half for Summit. The other one hit by Naz Poliuk, who's been pretty much neutralized by the Rifle defense. Poliuk with 22 points in the win over Glenwood on Tuesday night with six threes, but just one tonight. He's 1-for-3 from three-point land. Tyler Nako with 2 points. Hector Diaz with a bucket. Kobe Cartwright, as I mentioned, with that three. He's got 4 for the night. And Cameron Califf leads the Summit Tigers with 6 points. And just 3 points from Naz Poliuk. For the Rifle Bears, Diego Fernandez with a couple of free throws. Tito Ruiz with 5 points, all scored in the first quarter. Cade Bishop got the start. He scored a quick basket, picked up a couple of fouls, and then was on the bench a good portion of the second quarter. Tyler Pierce with making a couple of nice moves. Scored 5 points in the half, both of his field goals in the second quarter. Josh Avila went to the line twice, missed both free throws. 17-14 is our score here at halftime. It's we're almost 10 o'clock, and we're just at halftime of the boys' game. We got a late start after the JV girls went overtime. Varsity girls started late, over an hour late, and then Rifle Bear, Lady Bears got the win over Summit 42-28 to go to 2-0 in league play, 2-1 overall. Summit falls to 1-3 and 0-2. Again, Saturday, Rifle will host the Glenwood Demons at 1-3-ish. We'll have both games here on KMTS, Summit, Rifle, and Glenwood Saturday afternoon. Boy, we've been talking in the news about the tragedy, the three Eagle County men that died in that avalanche near Silverton on Monday. Well, another avalanche tragedy, this in Eagle County, the eastern portion of Abraham's Bowl. And one in East Vail, now it was confirmed a fatal earlier this afternoon. So, boy, avalanche danger very high in the backcountry. According to the Colorado Avalanche Information Center, you get several days without snow, you get that hard layer, and then fresh snow on top of that, and you get skiers and snowboarders venturing out to the backcountry looking for that fresh powder and decide to go off the trail, and sometimes the conditions are very dangerous. So our thoughts and prayers out to the families, especially in Eagle, the town of Eagle, suffering a terrible loss, and now another death. No name reported from that one that happened today in East Vail. There's also an accident in Summit County. Folks listening in Summit County, U.S. 6 closed from A Basin to I-70 due to an accident in Dillon. Just for your information. is our score here. We got a big game coming up on Sunday, the Super Bowl from Tampa, Florida. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, first team in NFL history to get to play in their home stadium for the Super Bowl, Super Bowl 55 against the Kansas City Chiefs. There was a COVID scare in the Chiefs' camp. A couple of players, they picked it up from a barber. A couple of players went to get a haircut, and they realized this barber tested positive for COVID, and Patrick Mahomes was, I guess, next in line. He was going to get a haircut before the game, and this was a couple days ago. Good thing he didn't. Otherwise, it's quarantine time, and the Chiefs are without their big weapon, Patrick Mahomes. That would have changed the game, and well, the oddsmakers would have been scrambling over that. Say, wait, I'm putting my money on Tampa Bay. Should be interesting to see how Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes perform Super Bowl 55. Understand that. State Patrol, CDOT, a number of police, law enforcement agencies around the states will be out in force with DUI patrols for starting tomorrow night for Super Bowl weekend. Even though health officials are discouraging folks from gathering together with big Super Bowl parties, some of the restrictions being relaxed, going from red to orange, some to yellow. But still, the warning is no more than two households and no more than 10 people. All right, here we go with the second half. Summit on top, 17-14. Now going the other way. Summit going left to right. Hector Diaz has the ball for the Tigers, top of the key. Met there by Ruiz. Poliuk in the game. Here's Nakos, top of the key. Crossover dribble. Picks it up. He traveled. Tyler Nakos had 17 points in the loss to Fruita Monument. Ruiz gets the pass in the backcourt, 17-14 Tigers. Tito backs up, goes to Cade Bishop. Here's Tyler Pierce, high post, left side. Bounce pass near the circle to Avila. Avila with the drive. Avila with a shot. Little hesitation move. Nice move by Josh Avila. Wow, that was nifty. His first field goal, 17-16 Summit. Nakos finds a lane. Now they cut him off. Diaz fakes the three, dribbles, stops, fakes, shoots from 15, won't go. Rebound controlled by Summit. Here's a fadeaway jumper put up by big number 20, Cameron Califf. Califf with 8 points, 19-16 Summit. Tyler Pierce to Cade Bishop. Tito Ruiz to Diego Fernandez to Cade Bishop. Bishop fakes left, now goes in the key there to Pierce. Pierce, bounce pass to Diego Fernandez, fake, shoots and scores. Got Nakos to leave his feet. And for and Diego with the bucket, his first bucket. Makes it 19-18. Summit, Nakos fakes the three, shoots the three. Misses the three, rebound up high to clean the glass is Cade Bishop. Bears looking to retake the lead here on this possession. Ruiz trying to drive, trying to penetrate, falls to the floor. He now kicks it out to Avila. Avila with a drive, kicks it out left wing to Pierce. Here's a three-pointer by Cade Bishop from the top of the key from 22 feet. Cade Bishop, the second basket, a three-pointer, and the Bears have the lead 21-19. Timeout, Summit, full timeout called by Coach Jordan Buller. No, they check that. It's a 30-second timeout. 5:56 remaining in the third. 30-second timeout. 21-19 Bears after Cade Bishop. Barry's at three. It was a tough pass from Tito Ruiz as he was at the leaning tower of Tito, falling into the in the key before he hit the floor. He was able to kind of do a backhand flip to Cade, who was all alone at the top of the key, and knocked down the tray. Bears getting contributions from different players. Last year was primarily Trey Lujan. He's an all-conference player. Nakos has it right wing for Summit in the near corner to Califf. Smothered there by Cade Bishop, and Bishop, the sophomore, clapping his hands, forced the turnover, or forced the jump ball. Cade, a strong young man. Showed a lot of promise as a freshman last year. 21-19 Bears. Summit playing a 3-2 zone. Bishop has it to circle. His bad pass picked off by Diaz. Diaz 1-1 against Bishop. A foul is going to be called against Cade, and he's ticked. He is mad. He picked up his third foul, and he's going to have to sit. Maybe. Right now, Kyle Daniel not making a move. Two shots for Hector Diaz. He's got 2 points. Basket scored in the second quarter. This is his first trip to the line. He has a 5'11 senior. First free throw. He's off the front of the rim.
We have 5 games since available with Josh.
Summit was great from the free throw line. Their win over Glenwood. Diaz's second free throw is off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound. The battle for it went, goes to Summit. Taken by Califf to Diaz. Diaz kicks it out to Silla. Traveling. Called against Diaz before he passed it off. Josh, go get it. 21-19 Bears. Tito Ruiz one-on-one with Hector Diaz. Stops top of the key. Hesitation move goes to Diego Fernandez. Fernandez to Cade Bishop at the circle. Bishop with a drive. Picks it up. Pivots. Goes top of the key. Bad pass. Almost picked off by Diaz. Tipped it, but retrieving it in the backcourt is Tito Ruiz, who settles things down. Kyle Daniel very animated on the sideline, directing traffic for his team. Pierce to Bishop. Bishop with a drive. Bishop with a pull-up jumper from 15 off the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Califf for Summit. Underhands it to Hector Diaz. 4:50 to go in the third. Three-pointer, Naz Polioak. Missed it off the rim. No good. Polioak gets his own rebound. Saved it from going out of bounds, and it was last touched. Good hustle play. Last touch by, I think, Ruiz for Rifle. Now the Caldwell boys coming in. Brock and Trey. Pierce and Fernandez out for Rifle. Bears up 21-19. Anybody's ball game. Diaz has it left wing. Goes to Nakos to the top of the key. Lob pass picked off, plucked out of the air by Brock Caldwell. Good anticipation. Just plucked it out of the air. Avila, top of the key. Bishop, left wing. Bishop finds a lane. Regressive to the basket. Got it! No, they wave off the basket. Fouled on the floor. Okay, Bishop with a quick move. Drew the foul. Foul called against Naspoliuk, his second. And he's been silenced tonight. Just 1-3. Ball out of bounds. Tito Ruiz inbounding at the baseline. Lobs it into Cade Bishop at the free throw line. Gets bumped there by Califf. Little head fake. Cade Bishop with a live layup. Smiths the scoop shot. Rebound controlled by Summit. Battle on the floor. Scrum going on. What do we got? Jump ball. Well, not much of a jump. 4:13 left in the third. 21-19. 7-2 advantage for Rifle in this third quarter. Hector Diaz, top of the key.
Shooter, Tito!
Hands it out to Bantasilla, who wasn't expecting it. Crossover dribble. Silla with a drive. Lays it up, missed the shot. Foul. Second team foul for Rifle. Called against Brock Caldwell. Caldwell's first. Silla at the line for two. Silla scoreless so far in this game. And a 30-second timeout called by Rifle. 3:57 left in the third. 21-19 Bears lead. Bantasilla will shoot two when they resume play. Again, the Bears will host the Glenwood Demons Saturday afternoon. Girls at 1 o'clock. The boys sometime later in the afternoon. Theoretically, you say 3, but probably be 3:30, closer to 4. And here we go. Mantasilla, 6'2 senior. S-Y-L-L-A. Still dribbles a couple times, takes aim, first shot. Got the friendly bounce.
Tyler, defensively, anyone but
his first point. Next free throw, looking to tie the game. Second free throw, we're tied. 21-all, 3:57 to go in the third. Lob pass into Brock Caldwell. Silla comes up there to meet him. They play the zone press. Now they get it across. Here's Cade Bishop, left wing. Lob pass trying to go alley-oop to Trey Caldwell. Picked off by Silla. Silla up the left side. Out races three defenders. Take it all the way. And the shot is blocked. But he's fouled on the floor. It'll be the third team foul. No. Silla's going to the line? No. Wait. Really?
He was driving.
He was driving. Okay. Foul was called against Tyler Pierce, his first, and Silla misses the first free throw. He was driving, but he was a long way from the basket. He was in the middle of the dribble. All right. Whatever. Silla's second free throw is good. And that breaks the tie, 22-21 Summit. Pierce has it for Rifle. One-on-one with Connors, almost got Connors to trip up there. Brock Caldwell, bounce pass to Diego Fernandez. Diego, far corner to Trey Caldwell for three. That's just off the rim, no good. Fernandez with the rebound putback, but he's fouled. Shot didn't go, but Diego to the line for two. Foul called against Ian Connors, his first. The first team foul for Summit. 3:27 left in the third. 1-point lead for the Tigers. Diego Fernandez looking to tie it and maybe give the Bears the lead. And the first free throw spins off the rim. Diego now 2 for 3 from the line. Duxbury in for Summit, replacing Califf. Nakos back in the game for Summit. Fernandez with his second free throw. Got it. We're tied. 22 all, 3:26 to go in the third quarter. Ian Connors, right wing to Nakos. One-on-one with Pierce. Nakos in the jab step, fakes the three. Now pivots, lobs it to Duxbury at the baseline. One-on-one with Fernandez. Silla, right wing. Top of the key to Poliuk. And a traveling call against Ian Connors.
Open.
Tied at 22. Caldwell to Tito Ruiz, brings it up one-on-one with Connors. Connors chasing, a little bumping going on there. Big time bumping. Look at Connors. He feeds, bad pass picked up by Duxbury. Picks it up, goes to Connors. Connors with a layup, scoop shot, got it. Ian Connors with a nifty move. And Summit with a lead, 24-22. 2:40 to go in the third. Brock Caldwell to Tito Ruiz. Again, Connors very aggressive. A lot of hip checking going on. Here's Pierce. Pierce double teamed in traffic. There's the ball stolen by Duxbury. Falls to the floor. He traveled with it, but he got it off to Nakos, who lays it up. Missed the shot. Blocked from behind by Fernandez. They might call the foul against. Oh, boy. That's going to be four against Cade Bishop. He's going to have a seat. Timeout called by Coach Kyle Daniel, the Rifle Bears. 24-22, Summit with a lead, 2:24 to go in the third. This is KMTS. 24-22, Summit with the lead over Rifle with 2:24 to go in the third quarter. Tyler Nakos at the line for the Tigers after getting fouled by Cade Bishop, his fourth foul, so he's on the bench. And Nakos hits the first free throw. He's got 3 points on the night, and it's a three-point lead for the Tigers. Cade Bishop with 5 points. He'll sit the rest of the third. Second free throw is no good. Off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Rifle. Pulled down by Brock Caldwell. Tito Ruiz with a drive. Shot is blocked as he falls to the floor along with Poliuk, who picks up the foul. And Poliuk's third foul. And two shots for Tito Ruiz. Making that quick move. They both went to the floor. Fourth team foul, or second team foul for Summit. And Tito's first free throw. Nailed it. Nothing but nets. Gives Tito 6 points on the night. He was scoreless in the second quarter. Tito's second free throw. Perfect. 25-24, Summit. 2:14 left here in the third. Ian Connors. Nakos with the drive and a reach-in foul calling against Brock Caldwell, whose palms went up and said, come on, really? Yeah, I think you got him. Brock Caldwell picks up his third. Fifth team foul for a Rifle.
Up a bit, Brock.
Now your Tito. Nakos inbounding, lobs it in to Duxbury, top of the key.
Here he comes, Tyler.
Underhands it to Nakos, hit between the leg dribble. Covered there by Fernandez.
Double.
Hand off to Nakos. Drive, shoots, misses. Rebound. Connors puts a shot up, and he's fouled. He'll shoot two. Ian Connors, not real big, but he's pretty gutsy. 5'9 senior. No fear going to the basket around the tall trees. Foul called against Diego Fernandez, his second, sixth team foul. One more, they're in the bonus. Connors first free throw. Rolls off the rim, no good.
Look here, maybe.
Connor's second free throw. Short. Ball out of bounds. Rifle ball. And a few fans here on this late night trying to distract their Mr. Connors. Might have worked. Pierce brings it up. Gets it across the line. Jab step. Still dribbling. Still dribbling, backing up. Now bounce pass near the circle to Tito Ruiz. Tito finds a lane, ball knocked away, gets it back, kicks it out to Pierce, left wing. Pierce gets a pick. Pierce drives, puts up a shot, no good. Rebound. Avila muscles one up, rolls off the rim, no good. Siller with a rebound. 25-24 Summit, minute 30 to go. Nakos with a drive. Pass to Duxbury. Kicks it out to Silla. Silla with a drive. Bounce pass underneath to Nakos. Nakos bounce pass through the key to Duxbury with a shot off the rim. No good. Looks like Avila forced that bad shot. Might have got a piece of it. Ruiz to Fernandez. Fernandez to Pierce. Pierce picks it up. Bounce pass to Fernandez. To Avila, top of the key. A minute five to go. Bears trail by two. Gets past Silla. Silla now kicks it out to Fernandez. Three-pointer from the corner. You betcha! Diego Fernandez from downtown. Three ball from the corner pocket. 27-25. Bears reclaim the lead. Nakos top of the key. Fakes the three. One-on-one with Ruiz. Here's Connors. Connors to Silla, top of the key. Crossover dribble. Nakos left wing. Jab step. Cut off by Brock Caldwell. 30 seconds here in the third. Silla with a drive. Gets tied up. Traveling. Good defense by Tyler Pierce to force the turnover. Bears by two with 25 seconds to go here in the third. Summit back on D. Nakos comes out for a breather. Holyoke back in the game for Summit. As Ruiz brings it up, center court, met there by Hector Diaz. Protecting, shielding the ball with his body. Hands it off to Pierce in the corner. Avoids the double team. Now reach in. No. Timeout? Yeah, timeout. 30-second timeouts. Call by Rifle. 9 seconds left here in the third. Thanks to Diego Fernandez's three, the Bears reclaim the lead, 27-25. Again, the Rifle League Bears victorious over Summit, 42-28. Glad to be calling the game tonight on KMTS, KMTS.com, your KMTS app, and on Rifle Community Television, picking up our call. Glad to help out. A lot of folks got to get up mighty early, including myself. Fortunately, I live here in town. But it's high school hoops. Good to have a few fans. Jim Ruiz into Pierce. 8 seconds, 7 seconds. Pierce goes to Fernandez. Way downtown. Buries it, Diego Fernandez. There's the buzzer. Ending the third quarter, Diego from 23 feet. Have mercy. A five-point lead as we go to the fourth. Rifle over Summit, 30-25. This is KMTS. Diego Fernandez with a buzzer-beater three-pointer to end the third and give the Bears a five-point lead as we go to the fourth quarter. 30-25, Rifle over Summit. Tito Ruiz one-on-one with Hector Diaz. A little jab step there, trying to shake the defender. Goes to Brock Caldwell. Near half court, back to Ruiz at the circle. Hands it off to Diego. He can shoot from there. He's got the hot hand. Ruiz gets tripped up there. Bad pass. Almost picked off by Nakos. Got a hand on it, knocked it out of bounds. Bears will inbound in the back court. Cade Bishop still on the bench with four fouls. He'll be back in soon. It's a big rebounder. Ruiz drives, stops, kicks it out left wing. Brock Caldwell for three. Off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound swatted away by Avila. Goes to Pierce. Pierce to Diego Fernandez at the circle. Good job by Rifle to control the ball. Pierce stops at the free throw line. Bounce pass to Avila at the circle. Holds the ball over his head. Drives. Finds a lane. Now ball tipped away. Retrieved by Nakos, who threw it in to Cameron Califf. Califf to Diaz. 7 minutes to go in the game. Now, top of the key. Dribble drive, lost the ball, picks it up. Goes to Nakos. Nakos pass picked off by Josh Avila. Avila to Tito Ruiz. Rifle outscored Summit 16-8 in that third quarter. Ruiz with a drive, fakes, goes top of the key to Pierce. Pierce hands it off to Tito. Tito cross court to Diego Fernandez near half court. Far corner to Brock Caldwell. Baseline. Bounce pass to Avila. Brings it out near the wing. Avila has it right wing. One-on-one with Duxbury. Wave the ball around. Now dribbles. Drives. Stops at the free throw line. Still dribbling. Picks it up. Wants to shoot. Now kicks it out. Ball picked up. Knocked away by Poliuk. Taken by Califf. Califf down to Duxbury. Baseline. And we got a foul. It's going to be called against Josh Avila, I think. Can't make out the number. Nope, it's going to be called against Caldwell. Brock Caldwell, his fourth. And Cade Bishop's going to come back in, speaking of four fouls. Diego Fernandez out, Brock Caldwell out. And a full timeout called by the Summit Tigers. 6:05 to go in the game, 30-25 Bears lead. This is KMTS. Six minutes, 5 seconds remaining in the ball game. Rifle on top of Summit, 30-25. Anybody's game. Bears have 17 fouls, so Summit will go to the line. From here on out, just two team fouls for Summit. Duxbury at the line for the Tigers.
We're live.
That foul again called against Brock Caldwell is fourth. Duxbury's first free throw, banks it in. Andrew Duxbury with his first point of the night. Duxbury at four. He went over Glenwood. Second free throw, no good. Rebound taken by Nakos from the floor, from his back. Kicked it out to Poliuk. Diaz with a drive in the lane. Shot is blocked. Rejected by Josh Avila. Says, get that out of my office. And a foul called on Hector Diaz, and his palms go up. Who, me? Diaz picks up his second. Third team foul. With the ball out of bounds, Trey Caldwell will inbound it to the back court. Nakos will defend the inbounds pass. He'll go bounce it to Cade Bishop, who brings it up, going 90 miles an hour. Picks it up, bounce pass to Trey Caldwell to Tito Ruiz on the high post, right side. Jab step against Diaz. Goes to Bishop at the circle. Cade, left-hand dribble, little hook pass to Pierce. Pierce brings it out. Pierce to Tito Ruiz. It's a man defense for Summit. Boy, look at Nakos aggressively. Almost a tackle there. Good grief. Reaching over there. Ruiz sitting on the floor. And Nakos just reached over his shoulders, tied up the ball, and got a jump ball.
Really? He didn't fall down.
You can hear Coach Kyle Daniel saying, come on, really?
Him trying to dribble.
Coach Daniel not pleased with that call, but we move on. 5:25 to go in the game. 30-25 Bears. Diaz to Nakos. Nakos with a drive. Nakos with a shot. Got it, the foul. Tyler Nakos. He is a strong athlete. His first basket since the early in the second quarter. 5 points on the night. That foul is against Cade Bishop, and he's done. So Diego Fernandez back in the game. K done for the night. He is finishes with 5 points and fouls out.
Hey, run pistol if you can on a miss.
Tyler Nakos looking to make it a three-point play here. And he missed the free throw off the back of the rim. Rebound last touch by Summit. Tapped out of bounds. It's a two-point lead for the Bears with 5:15 to go in the game. Tito Ruiz. Bring it up uncontested. Now met there by Diaz at half court. Picks it up. Needs some help. Goes to Avila. Gets bumped from behind. Avila kicks it out to Pierce. Pierce with a drive. Bounce pass trying to go to Ruiz. Picked off. Loose ball, though, taken by Avila. Avila is bumped, and a foul is going to be called against Kobe Cartwright. Cartwright with his second, fourth team foul. 4:54 to go in the game. Two-point lead for the Bears. Ruiz inbounding. We'll go to Trey Caldwell for three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Holyoke. Hands it off to Hector Diaz. Diaz left wing, right wing to Califf. Califf to Polio for three for the lead. Buries it. Mercy me. Don't let that guy get hot. That's Polyuk with his second three of the night. 31-30 Summit. 4:29 to go on a timeout called by Coach Kyle Daniel. Yep. Full timeout. We'll take a break. 4:27 to go in the game. The Tigers with a one-point lead. This is KMTS. 4:27 remaining in the ball game, or I should say in regulation. Summit Tigers now have the lead 31-30. Bears led by five for a couple minutes there, and the Tigers came battling back and got a bucket from Tyler Nakos. Duxbury hit a free throw, and then Naz Polyuk, who was silent most of the game, hit a three-pointer early in the first quarter. Didn't score in the second or third, and just knocked down a three from the corner to reclaim the lead for the Tigers. He hit six threes in the win over Glenwood Tuesday night. Trey Caldwell inbounds it backcourt to Tito Ruiz. One-on-one with Diaz. It's been quite a battle between these two point guards. Pierce has it. High post left side. Near the circle to Fernandez. Here's Avila. Bounce pass almost picked off. Lazy pass there. Trey Caldwell got a hold of it. Fernandez has it. One-on-one with Califf. Now Ruiz at the circle. One-on-one with Diaz. Bounce pass underneath to Pierce. Great feed from Tito to Tyler Pierce. And the Bears reclaim the lead, 32-31. Back we go. Another lead change. Nakos right wing, one-on-one with Pierce. Nakos stops, a little bullet pass through the key to Holyoke. Here's a drive by Diaz. Banks it in on the foul. Ridiculous shot by Hector Diaz. His second field goal. Summit gets the lead back, 33-32. The foul called against Trey Caldwell, his first ninth team foul. Trey Caldwell out. Brock Caldwell back in. One-point lead for the Tigers. Diaz looking to make it a three-point play.
Hey, Diamond, don't let it bounce for a second.
Free throw is off the rim, no good. Rebound controlled by Summit. Three-pointer, Polyuk. Oh, my goodness. Look out, 36-32 Summit. Avila, top of the key. One-on-one with, here's a three-pointer by Fernandez. Diego's shot is off the rim, no good. Rebound controlled by Summit, pulled down by Kobe Cartwright. And now we got a foul. Called against Cartwright. Coming back the other way, knocked Tito Ruiz to the floor. Cartwright's third foul, fifth team foul. 3:07 to go in the game. 4-point lead for the Tigers. Oh, they're calling an intentional foul. So Tito Ruiz, best free throw shooter on the team, will shoot the technical. First free throw. Oh, spins off the rim. Tito's second attempt is good. And it's rifle ball out of bounds. So an intentional foul called against Cartwright. That was the 16th foul. Just a three-point lead for the Tigers. 3:07 to go. Clock hasn't started yet. Still hasn't started. 10 seconds have expired. The clock is not moving. The clock's still not moving. Still hasn't changed. It's still, down we go, 3:06. That's about 15 seconds that elapsed.
Tyler, Brock's got him.
Wow.
Fox.
Three-pointer from the corner. That's off the rim, no good. A shot attempted by, I think it was Nick. No, that was Califf. Timeout called, 30-second timeout. 36-33 Summit with the lead, 2:52 to go in the ball game. And Rifle will host Glenwood Saturday afternoon. Girls at 1 o'clock, and the boys will follow that game. Summit's next contest is Saturday at Battle Mountain. Summit ball out of bounds under the basket. Nakos will inbound. Running out of time. Taken by Califf. Lobs it to Diaz. Polio trying to get open. He's got a couple of threes this quarter. Three-point lead for the Tigers. Diaz to Nakos. To Poliuk, left wing. Attempted to shoot that three, didn't pull the trigger. Califf to Duxbury. Duxbury hands it out to Diaz. Diaz wanted to drive. He cut it off, almost stolen. Diaz has it again, one-on-one with a driving layup put up by Diaz against Tito Ruiz. 38-33 Summit coming up on the two-minute mark here in the game. Fernandez, drive by Pierce. Pierce cut off. Here's Avila, top of the key. Hands it off to Tito. Tito kicks it out to Brock Caldwell. We got a foul against Summit. Andrew Duxbury picks up his first. That'll be a 1-1 for Tito Ruiz. Duxbury out, Kobe Cartwright in for Summit. You're out. 38-33, Tigers lead. Ruiz at the line for the Bears. First free throw rolls in. 38-34. Alonzo, they call him Tito. Second free throw. Knocks it down. The Bears within three of the minute 52 to go in the game. Hector Diaz brings it up uncontested. Adjusts the mask a couple times. Backs up. One-on-one with Tito.
No hand.
High post left side. He drives. He's tripped up. Oh, they call a foul against Tyler Pierce, who grabs his head in frustration and argues the call. Did not like the call, but you just better.
Next play. It was.
Coach Kyle Downey says, yep, next play. Just hush up.
Hey,
take your medicine.
Tito's taking it out.
So Tyler Pierce, that was diamond. His third, I believe. 38-35, Tigers lead. Hector Diaz for the Tigers at the line for two shots. First free throw off the rim.
Knee job. On a make for diamond, miss pistol. Let's go.
Make him come over the top. Minute 39 to go in regulation. Diaz, second free throw. Missed it. Rebound. Controlled by Summit. Oh, blown opportunity there. Polio to Hector Diaz. Summit milking the clock. Diaz tripped up there. Nakos lobs it to Cartwright. Here's Diaz at the circle. Here's a steal by Tito. Tito lays it up. Got it in the foul. You better count it. He was driving. Tito with the steal, the layup, and the harm. And Tito at the line to try and tie this game up. Tito coming up big here in the closing minutes. And Tito looking to tie the game up. We're tied. Swish. You betcha. 38 all, a minute 15 to go. Hector Diaz. Minute 12, minute 11, 10, minute 9, minute 8. Diaz asks for a pick. Looking down low, nobody open at the post. Diaz pulls up for a 15-footer. Off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Summit. Califf puts up a shot, blocked. He's fouled, knocked to the floor. He'll shoot two. Cameron Califf, the 6'2 senior, to the line. In the double bonus now, 56 seconds left. Second foul called against Tito Ruiz. All. Cameron Califf at the line for two. First free throw rattles in. And a timeout call before he'll shoot his second free throw. 39-38 Summit. It's a full timeout by Rifle. We'll take a break. This is KMTS. Some late night Thursday night basketball here at Rifle High School. Rifle Bears trailing the Summit Tigers here in the boys' game. 39-38 with 56 seconds left. Tito Ruiz with a steal, a layup, got fouled, made the foul shot to tie the game at 38. And coming back to the other end, Tito committed a foul on Cameron Califf, who hit the first free throw to break the tie. Coach Kyle Daniel called a timeout. And Califf will shoot his second free throw.
Job here. We'll run a pistol on a miss.
Califf 6'2", 200. He's a stout young man. Excellent quarterback for the Summit Tigers football team. Here comes his second free throw. Nailed it. 2-point lead for the Tigers, 40-38. 56 seconds left. Tigers with the zone press. Brock Caldwell, high post right side. Bounce pass in the corner to Avila with a drive. Shot off the rim. No good. Had an open look. Diaz with the ball for Summit. 39 seconds. And a timeout called by Summit as they trap Diaz in the corner. Avila able to shake the defender. Got the drive to the hoop, but it just bounced off the rim. No good. Timeout called. Summit full timeout. 40-38. Tigers lead. 36 seconds left. This is KMTS. 36 seconds remaining in the contest, or I should say in regulation. 40-38. Tigers with the lead over the Rifle Bears. And the Lady Bears beat Summit 42-28 to go to 2-0 in the league, 2-1 overall. Summit falls to 1-3, 0-2. Bears looking to even up their league record at 1-1. They can pull this one out. But the Tigers have the ball. Nakos will inbound in front of the Tigers bench. And he'll go into Diaz. Back to Nakos. Back to Diaz. So spread it out. Rifle needs a foul to stop the clock. Tito Ruiz jabbing at the ball. 19 seconds left. Califf to Diaz. Someone doing a good job killing the clock here. And finally a foul is called. Brock Caldwell commits the foul with 12 seconds left. 24 seconds tick off the clock. Boy. And double bonus. So Cameron Califf at the line for two. Again, we'll just do a quick wrap up, run down the high leading scores, and call it a night. So we're approaching 11 o'clock. And then we'll be back here Saturday. Califf's first free throw spins off the rim. So, best they can do is a 3-point lead. Let's see what happens here. 12 seconds left. Dallas' second free throw is good.
Come on,
bud. Hey,
Tyler up. 41-38, three-point lead for the Tigers. 12 seconds left. Tito Ruiz will inbound. It's going to be a man press. They go into Pierce. Pierce need to get up the court in a hurry. And timeout called by Coach Kyle Daniel with 6.9 seconds left. 30-second timeout. So Coach Daniel drawing up a play. See what he comes up with. Diego Fernandez has got two threes tonight. Cade Bishop has a three, but he's already fouled out. So trying to get into number two. Diego hit that buzzer beater three to end the third from about 23 feet. Are we going overtime? Oh, my. It's going to be a sleepless night. Fortunately, no games for me tomorrow, so I can sleep in. Well, Saturday anyway. Here we go. Pierce inbounding. Running out of time. It goes into Diego Fernandez. Fernandez goes to Pierce. Pierce for three to tie. Missed it. Ball game. Final score, Summit 41. Rifle, heartbreaking loss, 38. Eight points scored by the Bears in that fourth quarter. 2, 4, 6, 9, 10, 16 scored by the Tigers in that decisive fourth quarter. So Naz Polio quiet most of the night, finishes with 9 points, including those key three-pointers late in the fourth.
Thank you, guys.
5 points scored by Tyler Nakos, three from Bantasilla, six scored by Hector Diaz. Ian Connors with the bucket, 4 points scored by Kobe Cartwright. 11 points from Cameron Califf. For the Rifle Bears, leading scorers, Diego Fernandez with 11 points. .13 scored by Tito Ruiz, including four big free throws in that fourth quarter to lead the Bears. Cade Bishop with 5 points and fouled out. 7 points from Tyler Pierce, and two from Josh Avila. So with the loss, Rival Bears go to 0-2 in league play, 1-2 overall, a valiant effort, but they come up short. 41-38, loss to the Summit Tigers. Tigers go to 2-0 in league, 2-1 overall. The Lady Bears, again, get the win over Summit, 42-28 to split with the Summit Tigers. Next up, it'll be Saturday afternoon here at Jack Smith Gymnasium, Rifle High School. The Rifle Bears hosting the Glenwood Demons, 1 o'clock for the girls, and the boys will follow that game. I want to thank our sponsors, as always, Flooring America, Mr. Vac Cleaning and Restoration, Bertha Motors, GMC Buick, Carbon One, Bighorn Toyota, Alpine Bank, and Carl Ciani State Farm Insurance. I'm Ron Miller saying so long on KMTS and Rifle Community Television. Have a great night, and keep it tuned to KMTS.